Hello everyone, my name is Rob Williams and welcome to episode one of Connected, a podcast all about the Internet of Things and the connected home. Okay, so my name's Rob Williams, as I just said, and I'm an early adopter, and that's not a line from Alcoholics Anonymous, but it means that I'm always trying out the latest gadgets, gizmos, and various bits and bobs. For me, it's really exciting. For my fiance, it means that everything I bring home doesn't work, but she puts up with it, and it's something that I really enjoy and quite passionate about. One of the things recently I've become quite obsessed with is this concept of the connected home. And that's been born out of a movement called the Internet of Things, which is kind of where every device can be connected to the internet. So there are hundreds of devices all connected to the internet and all controlled by people through the internet from wherever they are. It's really been made possible by two sort of changes in the way that devices and software and we sort of work. The first of those is how simple now it is to distribute software and hardware to anyone. So lots of small startups now aren't just creating little apps, they're actually creating pieces of hardware that you can order from various online stores and get delivered and actually start playing around with. And the second is just how pervasive the internet now is, that the internet is now pretty much everywhere and everyone is using it. So those two things have come together to allow this connected home to exist, and it's very exciting. And that fundamentally is what this podcast is going to be about, the connected home. What I'm going to do is every week I'm going to focus on a topic. So for example, next week we'll be looking at lighting. And then within lighting, I'm going to talk around some of the key products that are out there within the connected home space. I'm going to look at some of the really, really interesting things you can do if you had connected lighting within your home and give you some real examples of how it can benefit you. And then I'm going to look at what I've got. So I'm going to talk through my connected home lighting system, which as it happens is Philips Hue. So I'll talk you through that and how I use it. And then we'll have some sort of tips and tricks. So it should be the same structure. We'll look at lighting first, then we'll move on to things like doors and access. We'll move on across to security systems, to hi-fis and tellies and all that sort of thing. But reasonably structured, each week should have the same sort of look and feel to it. If you're wondering who it's aimed at, well, the answer is everyone. So I'm not going to be talking loads of jargon. You don't need to understand all these devices in order to listen along. In fact, really, if you're just coming into Connected Home, it might be perfect because I'll talk you through what's out there and we'll even go through some sort of tips on how to set things up. Equally, if you're active in this space, if you have Connected Home devices, then hopefully I can still show you a few things that are going on because, as I say, some of the stuff that I'm getting is sort of Kickstarter, it's very early days, it's the kind of beta software that's out there. So hopefully everyone will learn something and we'll have a bit of fun along the way. So what's happening this episode? Well, I'm going to talk you through a little bit about what's possible with Connected Home. So what I'm going to do in a bit is go through a scenario, a sort of a day in the life, if you like, of someone who has all these gadgets and gizmos. So you can understand really what's possible with the Connected Home, and I think that's really important. Then I'm going to go through a tool that I use called IFTTT and talk around that. And that's incredibly important, I think, for anyone who's looking at Connected Home. But even if not, then it's just a really useful tool. And finally, I'm just going to run down a brief sort of summary of the episodes and what's coming in the future, in future episodes. So we should run at about 15 minutes for this introduction episode. And then you can flick onto the next ones. Or, you know, there won't be a sort of thread running through the individual episodes. So if you just see that you're interested in doors or you're interested in security systems, then you can just look on whatever podcast viewer you're doing and just pick the specific episodes. Okay, so let's get started. I'm going to run you through a day in the life of someone with all these kind of connected home devices so you can really understand what's possible if you have a completely connected home. Everything that I'm going to talk through is available. So this isn't some fantasy talk through. This is actually stuff that you can go out and buy and create this experience. You wake up. You're woken up by your lights because they've gradually for the last 15 minutes been getting brighter and brighter, simulating sunrise so that you wake up nice and refreshed. and they woke you up at the point at which your bed, your detector in your bed sensed that you were at the peak time, the peak optimal time to be woken up when you were in sort of light sleep. So you're awake feeling really refreshed. As your feet hit the carpet, the coffee machine downstairs turns on and starts brewing fresh coffee. And you can smell the smell of fresh bread within the house because the bread maker was timed perfectly so that the bread will be baked within about 10 minutes, which will be perfect because that's the time you'll be out of the shower and downstairs and ready. You go downstairs, after you've had your shower, you make yourself a slice of toast, fresh toast, and a nice cup of coffee, and then you leave the house. As you walk down the drive, the door locks behind you automatically. At the same time, the back door locks, so now the house is secure. As you get to the bottom of the street, the alarm turns on, all the lights in the house turn off, and the telly, the hi-fi, anything that you had on in the morning turns itself off. On the way to work, there's a buzz at the door, and you pick it up on your phone, because as the doorbell is pressed, your phone bings. You have a look, and it's the postman. Looking through your camera that's built into your door, you can see that he's got a parcel for you. So you turn on the intercom, talk through your phone, and speak to the postman, explaining that you're not actually in the house. The postman's a bit amazed, but he becomes more amazed when you offer to open the door for him so that he can place the parcel inside. He does it, and as he shuts the door, you check from the hallway camera that he's left the house, and you lock the door behind him as he walks off down the drive. It's a beautiful sunny day that day, and so in the evening you're going to have a barbecue and have a few friends round. So you pick up a few bits and bobs on the way home, and you head home. When you arrive, as you're coming down the drive, your alarm turns itself off, and your door unlocks, and you walk in. Your friends text you to say they'll be about half an hour, and you're not sure whether you'll hear them because you'll be in the back, so you send them electronic keys. They receive these keys, they'll only last one day, and it allows them really simply and easily to just come into the house. So you go out back and start preparing the barbecue. You set the house to what you're calling barbecue mode. With that one click of a button on your iPad, the lights dim, the back lights in the garden come up, music starts playing, speakers out back turn on to a lower volume, and everything's set. You start cooking and your friends come in, they just walk up to the door, automatically opens because they've got the electronic key on their phones, and you have a really good evening with them. During that evening, a few things happen. So as the evening progresses, the music gets quieter and quieter automatically, so you don't disturb the neighbours. When your friends want to watch TV, they pick up the television remote and it detects their fingerprint and sets itself automatically to their favourite channels so they can sit and watch TV or play games or whatever it is they want to do. And at the end of the night, you switch it into kind of chill out mode. All the lights dim. They change to a nice sort of blue colour, wavering about in time with the music. The volume comes down further. The back, all the volume and the lights out back turn off. And you sit in the lounge and finish the night with a few beers. Your friends leave and their keys have expired now. So you're completely safe. No one can come back in the house. And you go up to bed. As you get upstairs, the alarm arms itself downstairs because it detects that you're now in the bedroom and upstairs. Your smoke alarm, as you turn off the lights, flashes just to say everything's fine here, there's no smoke detected, my battery's still okay, and that's all great. And you go to bed. As you lay down in bed, all of the TV and everything that you may have left on downstairs turns itself off automatically, and your electricity monitor is just checking to make sure that there's nothing else on. It notices that you've left the oven on and turns the oven off again automatically. The lights dim down gradually at about midnight, so you know what the time is without looking at your phone or anything, and you know it's time to turn over and go to sleep. Okay, so that's the kind of thing we're talking about, is automating all sorts of different things within the home and allowing you to live in that kind of a world. That's not science fiction. As I say, everything that I've said there is available, is accessible today, and it's not incredibly hard to set up. It might cost you a little bit of money depending on what you buy, but the individual pieces of equipment actually aren't massively expensive. Once you've kitted out your entire home, you probably ended up spending quite a bit, but there's some real benefit from it. And there's some real cost savings as well with some of the stuff like the electricity monitoring and making sure that all your lights are off. And you know, even just the connected lights themselves are all LED. So again, you're saving quite a lot of electricity there. But that's really what we're aiming for, is you understanding what products you would need to create that kind of a situation. And really, honestly, that's quite simple. That's quite basic connected home stuff there. There's nothing really massively complex. Some of the things you can do when there are two or three or four of you sharing a house are really quite powerful. And some of the things you can do in specific situations, which I'll talk through later on, again, are quite exciting. So if that's excited and enthused you, if you want to know how to do that kind of thing, then you're listening to the right podcast. One of the things I'm now going to talk about before we finish, we've got about 5 minutes left, is a tool that I use a lot, and a tool that in a sort of imagining a situation like we've just talked around, is incredibly powerful and incredibly useful. And that tool is called If This Then That. It's abbreviated to IFTTT. And the app, I believe, on Android and iPhone is called IF or IF. So what does IFTTT do? Well, really simply, it allows you to create recipes. And those recipes follow the formula if this, then that. So, for example, one of the recipes I use for my connected home stuff is if the last person leaves the house out of me and my girlfriend, then turn on the alarm. Or if someone or the first person arrives home, then turn on the lights. And so that ability to connect two systems, in that case my my sort of motion sensing and location sensing stuff that tells that we've both left the house, and then to link that up to the alarm system or to the lights, is an incredibly sort of powerful way of doing things. And those two systems don't need to be able to talk to each other, they just both need to be able to talk to IFTTT. So a lot of connected home stuff can be sort of rigged up through this platform. It's an app on iPhone and Android. It's also a web tool, so you can use it just with a PC or a Mac. And I would really recommend that you download it. Another thing to talk about with IFTTT is that it's not just for connected home. So I have few recipes that are not related at all to connected home. One that takes pictures when they've been tagged on my Facebook page or tagged on someone else's Facebook page of me, and it takes those pictures and it puts a copy of them in my phone in an album called a sort of dynamic album called Facebook Tagged Pictures. Other recipes that are quite common are things like when you post something on Facebook, to post that also on Twitter. I have one that when I change my Twitter avatar, my Twitter picture, it will automatically change my Facebook picture. So there are hundreds of recipes you can use with IFTTT. It's just a way of connecting two different systems. Like I say, they don't have to be connected home systems. It's really, really powerful, and I'd recommend you download it, have a look through some of the recipes, both connected home and not connected home, and just see what sort of things you can do with it. It's a free app available on iPhone, Android, and like I say, it's got a web sort of web console as well. But I'll be referencing it a lot because it's one of the big things that I use to connect all my devices. Some of them are really powerful, but they don't link up with other devices, but they do link up with IFTTT. Okay, so that's nearly it today. I just want to talk through, just give you a feel for what episodes are coming up. So at the moment, the way I've planned this out is that this is an intro episode and a conversation around IFTTT. We'll then be doing next a session on lights and lighting, looking at Philips Hue and various systems allow you to remote control and automatically schedule your lights. We'll be doing one on keys and access systems, so replacing your front door key with something that, you know, is opened with a phone automatically. We're doing a piece on doorbells and sort of access and intercom systems, a session on alarms and security systems, a session on TV and home theatre, one on heating and cooling, so air conditioning and heating and thermostats, looking at things like Nest. One on electricity, so looking at things that allow you to monitor and manage the electricity usage in your home. And then we'll be looking at general platforms, so hubs that will connect all of these different things together. And that's where my head is at right now. So I haven't planned any more episodes than that out. But if you want more episodes, then please let me know in comments or you can tweet me at Rob Williams, or you can go on my webpage, or email me at rob@robwilliams.co.uk. Okay, well, I think we're about there. So thank you very much for listening to the first episode of Connected, and I hope you enjoyed it.